VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. A court in Russia annexed Crimea has ordered 12 of 24 Ukrainian sailors who were apprehended at sea Sunday by Russian naval forces to be detained for 2 months. They were apprehended following a confrontation. Russia has accused the sailors, who were manning three Ukrainian Navy ships, of illegally entering Russian waters and ignoring warnings from Russian border guards. Ukraine has denied the charges and has imposed martial law in some of its border regions in response to the incident. Ukraine's parliament voted Monday to approve martial law in 10 of the country's 27 regions beginning Wednesday. Three American soldiers have been killed in a bombing in Afghanistan. Tuesday's fatalities bring to 11 the number of American soldiers killed in action in Afghanistan this year. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
It appears to be the deadliest attack on U.S. forces in Afghanistan in nearly a year and a half. The military says the bombing in eastern Afghanistan killed three and wounded three others, plus an American contractor. It happened in Ghazni province, where the Taliban are very active, and the militants are claiming responsibility for this attack, saying they destroyed a U.S. tank. Three American troops were killed in June 2017 in an insider attack by an Afghan soldier.
A former national treasurer of Venezuela has been sentenced to 10 years in a U.S. prison for his role in a billion-dollar bribery and money laundering scheme. Alejandro Andrade accepted a plea deal and was sentenced in Florida, where he's been living. He was a bodyguard for the late Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez before being named head of Venezuela's treasury. This is VOA News. The group Human Rights Watch has asked Argentina